This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitudes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Hey, podcast here. Frank and Christina Sasso here. Hello. With you. Trent Waves.
Hello.
It's like Bella.
I know.
You know, like 16 years ago when we got here.
Yes.
We would drive up and down Route 29 and we'd see this place called Kathmandu. Remember Kathmandu?
I do.
All right. Then that went out of business and it became this place called Roe.
Which I didn't ever understand.
I never got Roe either.
It didn't ever seem like it was open. But
yeah,
there's good news.
Well, there is good news.
Very good news.
Extremely good news. A new place has opened,
mm-hmm.
And this place has got it all. It's called Cooper's Riverview.
I know.
And it is wonderful.
I love it.
As a matter of fact, it's so wonderful that we couldn't keep the owner away from the microphone. His name is Dave. We're here with the owner, Dave C. Welcome, Dave.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Wow,
see
this
you.
Has been a while.
Yes. Well, been a fun trip for sure.
Yeah, we're glad you're here.
We love Cooper's Riverview.
We like it that we can walk here. It was actually weird because we were driving here today and I didn't know how to get here.
Yeah, she's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to Cooper's.
I only know how to walk here.
Yes. I find it very convenient off the highways too.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
I literally, one light from my house to here up Business Route 1, so it's very convenient too.
That is
and where
great.
Do you live?
I live in Bedsound.
Oh, you're,
oh, okay.
You're not even in New Jersey.
No, I'm not
okay.
in New Jersey. No,
all right.
No, no.
So it's convenient for Pennsylvania. It's convenient to all the cities in New Jersey, for sure. Princeton,
sure.
Trenton, of course, Trenton, Bordentown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What brought you to Trenton?
Well, to tie it all together, the reason why I live, well, from Bensalem, Kathmandu originated in Philadelphia, down on Delaware Avenue. Kathmandu had a place for 10 years. In Philadelphia, before they
mm-hmm.
got the backing and the thing to open the building that we know as Cooper's.
Mm-hmm.
So after a 10-year run of Kathmandu in Philadelphia, they came up here and they opened Cooper's, and I was part of the management team.
When it was Kathmandu?
When it was Kathmandu.
Oh, right. You were okay. here during Kathmandu.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so
okay.
I trained for a year down in Philadelphia in preparation to come up here and learn all their systems and ways to go, and we came up and we opened Kathmandu, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The river view, the plenty of parking, the
mm-hmm.
highway. I mean,
yeah.
did you talk about walking here? This building has survived an incredible amount of construction on 29. I think when I started here, 29 was a one-lane highway both ways.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. So they mm-hmm. built a garage for more parking. They built the highway. So this building has survived through an awful lot of infrastructure change.
Mm-hmm.
But how I got here, what made me enjoy it, love it, was from the day we opened, the atmosphere has always been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting by the river. There's inside for a DJ. There's outside for a stage. Plenty of kitchen space for putting out great food. I love to come to work.
Mm-hmm.
I worked here for the first 6 years as Kathmandu, and I only left because I was as high as I could go in this company, and I wanted to go seek my own ownership,
mm-hmm.
which I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I moved on to own about 11 different bars and restaurants before I decided to come back and try to buy.
Wow.
By the building that's now known as Cooper's. That is the path.
We're glad that you came back.
Yeah, and I've been back for about six months, and I can tell you the eagerness and excitement about coming back to work and being on the water and having the bar outside, the bar inside, being able to offer people a bunch of different types of entertainment while they eat and drink is fantastic.
Yeah, it's nice to know, and it's nice to have that feeling that you can come to work and look forward to coming to work.
Yes. And
right? It's not that they got common where people are like, yay, I can't wait to go to work.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Really enjoy what I do.
No, no. And it's interesting, when the original folks at Kathmandu decided to sell the building, I've tried very hard to get in contact with the owner who bought Roe we didn't know each other, so he mm-hmm. didn't want to partner with somebody he didn't know. Mm-hmm. Right. So 8 years later, after several attempts to make a deal with him, we finally made a deal, and now we're here, and things are going great. Everything's lovely.
Thank God. I think that you're here prime time, because I have never seen Trenton so vibrant. I mean, we've only been here for 16 years. We didn't grow up here, but this renaissance, what they call a renaissance, seems like more than just a fad. This seems like this is taking root. It's got traction. And I think you have like caught the wave, you know? Oh. So I really do think you're here at a great time. And we're very thankful that you came.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Like, I like the fact that when I look at this property, and because I'm in the bar restaurant business, I go to a lot of properties. You know, you certainly can find fancier places. Like, we're not a 5-star mm-hmm. hoity-toity restaurant, mm-hmm. but trying to find somebody who has a beautiful review, yes. and plenty of it.
Yes.
Indoor entertainment with a DJ and a stage, outdoor entertainment with a DJ and a stage. Everything everybody else has, we have, and something they don't. Mm-hmm. So my question is not why come to Cooper's. My question is, why go anyplace else?
Exactly right. I mean, because the same, if you were going to get a place like this in New York or Philly with the amenities you have, I'm sure what you paid and what you're paying maybe in taxes or whatever is a fraction mm-hmm. of what you would be paying in New York or Philly. Am I correct?
If you pick this building up and put it in Manhattan, yeah I couldn't even imagine what. Yeah. And I don't want to go without saying how Cooper's came to be Cooper's. Mm-hmm. You know, we had, if anybody knows, Kathmandu. People still call us Kathmandu. I hear them on the phone outside. Oh, we're at Cooper's. Oh, where's Cooper's? It's near Trenton Thunder Stadium. Oh, where's that? That's the old Kathmandu. Oh, okay. Now I know where it's at. So we actually toyed with calling it Kathmandu. We decided to go with the historic part of the building.
So cool. Glad you did.
Because
I really
good.
Am.
As awesome. As we're walking through here, people constantly ask me, what is this building? What was this building? And they'll say, why'd you build the ceiling so high? And I was like, well, we didn't build this building. This is a historic building. Mm-hmm. And the history of the building, it used to be Cooper's Iron Works. Mm. Cooper's Iron Works 100 years ago. So trying to go with the historic theme. Mm-hmm. So you come to a historic building, high ceilings. You can see the sweat and blood and tears from the guys who worked here as mm-hmm. steel workers right. converted into a restaurant bar with live entertainment. Mm-hmm. So that's why we call it Cooper's. That's why we stuck with Cooper's. Quite frankly, we were actually going to call it Catman 2. Yeah, it's just to bring it back.
That's so ghetto.
No, it's
Cooper's is cool.
That's corny. This is much better. Yeah.
And you know what? If they're going to refer to it as Kathmandu and then they come here, then they'll start referring to it as Cooper's. So that's a good thing.
Yes. I mean, again, everybody who comes to, who visited Kathmandu, they remember the fun, and that's the important part. Because that's mm-hmm. what we're trying to duplicate. They were an island theme. I can honestly say I was never really thrilled with the menu in the island menu because I'm an American guy. I like steaks and burgers and mm-hmm. fries and wings and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that's our menu. It's American mm-hmm. Bistro.
Right.
I currently own a steakhouse in Philadelphia.
That's right.
So
and what's the name of that steakhouse?
Marmont Steakhouse. It's a bistro style steakhouse right on Market Street in Old City. Mm-hmm. And starting in the fall, we're going to introduce all the Marmont steaks here.
Ooh.
Right. Oh, a little bit of Philly into Trenton.
Yeah. Well, steaks. You know, it's not steaks. There's steaks in there. Yes.
Steaks, man. You can have them anywhere.
When we come here with our business meetings and things like that, we constantly had to go and break for lunch, and the place wasn't open. And it really is challenging to try to find. There's a couple of nice restaurants around here, but there's not as many as there used to be. So one thing I noticed is there's not a steakhouse within 10 miles of here. Mm-hmm. That's not a franchise. Mm,
right,
so.
Right.
Right,
man, I'm excited.
Don't do franchises.
Yeah, right, me neither. Mm-hmm. You know, well, mm-hmm. I'm nothing against them, but I'd rather spend my money with small businesses because I'm a small business myself.
Absolutely.
So,
right. Mm-hmm.
You guys are so diplomatic. Nothing against them.
No, but there are people that like they you know they're in business and they're popular for a reason. Somebody's eating there. Mm-hmm. I just prefer, and now if you go out from here, I'm not saying steaks, but if you go. Out here, we have some, you participated in the Taste Trenton.
Taste Trenton, yes.
And Taste Trenton had 40 restaurants. Yeah. A lot of Latin restaurants, but there's also Jamaican restaurants. And so there are restaurants here, and it's just not the old school Trenton restaurants maybe that people are used to.
Right.
It's changed, but they're still really good. Mom and pop restaurants. So I'd rather give my money there
sure,
than, you know, go Absolutely. To... names I won't say.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, we'll give them enough credit not to say their name. Right. That's
what you say. Yes. And I think the food is better, in my opinion, just because I think there's more heart in it and there's more love in it and there's a vested interest in it. Yeah. I mean, this is your baby, so sure. You want it to do well. So you're going to be looking at the details of the food and the decor and the drinks and all of that. Where I think if you go to a big name restaurant that's, in every state, it's a corporate entity, sure. You know.
When people come and they ever say, well, you guys are here just to make money. I go, well, we are a for-profit business, and my board of directors is really scrutinizing me because my board of directors are my three daughters.
Ah.
And man, they want to have food, and they want to have clothes, and they want right. just like everybody else does. So, right. Yes, my board of directors is, they're relentless. You know, that's Bella, Sophia.
Wait, what's your daughter's name?
Sophia, Bella, and Luciana.
Bella. Wow. We have a daughter, Bella.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. Well, she has a tail.
She's got four but paws.
But that's
those are our kids. Yeah. We have two daughters.
I said it to a guy at the gym. He asked me if I had kids. I said, well, I have two daughters, but they have paws.
Oh, nice.
And he went, oh, wow, I'm really sorry to hear that. Like, he totally didn't get it. He thought like paws was like some kind of disease. Oh, my goodness. Well, I think that's kind of weird to even say this. Oh, you're here to make money. Of course, yeah, of course I'm here to make money. What are you talking about? Why do you go to work? Why do you what do you do your job for? You do your job to make money, don't you?
Well, I prefer to say it's a for-profit business.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yes. Anyway, to roll it back a second, you said you were here when it was first Kathmandu.
Yes.
Did they have to do anything to the building? Like, did you get to see it in its original state or before they renovated it or anything?
Absolutely.
Like that?
From what I understand, it was a multi-million-dollar investment to transform it from the Cooper's Ironwork building to what you see today. Well, when I first walked the property, I'll never forget the owner of Kathmandu saying, "You're going to be running all this one day." And I kind of giggled because it was housing 3,000 pigeons. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how it started. So yes, I came back a month later and saw what they did and putting the floors in, hanging the lights, building the beer boxes. And mm-hmm. I was trying to train my staff on how proper food service while the guys are hanging wires and you name it. Right. Yeah, I mean, I quite frankly, it was one of the most enjoyable 5 years of my life. And it was great sense of satisfaction working through it and, seeing the droves of people come in and just are so happy to have a place to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, one of the things everybody always says, oh, everybody goes down the shore. And I say, not everybody fits at the shore. Mm-hmm. You can't go to the shore. Mm-hmm. Right. And why drive in traffic in an hour to go where everybody else is? And some people work weekends and mm-hmm. they should have a place to go that's indoor, outdoor. We have a beautiful deck, a beautiful riverside, music. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to drive 2 hours to get there.
Right.
And you don't have
to.
You can walk there, right? And now with the Ubers and the Lyfts, there's really no reason not to come out and really enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a glorious thing to do. We have fire pits on our deck, which in the summer sound a little crazy, but
in the fall,
really, does that work in the summer?
People love it. Yeah.
Sometimes it's cool at night. Actually, I saw a fire pit going last night when we were driving around. Yeah. So people do like it.
I just like the fact that Dave had to pull eminent domain on 3,000 pigeons.
Yeah. Oh.
You had to displace 3,000 pigeons. Yes.
Tell us the pigeon story.
Yeah, what is that all about?
Well, when you walk.
As you sweat.
Yes, as I do sweat. As I walked through the building originally, like I said, my first walkthrough. It was tricky because there was the current residents were not very careful with their bathroom habits. So as we were sitting there.
Wow, you're walking a tightrope of verbiage,
yes,
man.
Yeah,
chill out. Our audience is very laid back.
Yeah.
So of all the things that you think you talk about in your life, I'm always interested to hear new things. And the day we were walking through, I was being the show on the property, we were also taking bids for pigeon removal. Apparently, they estimated about 3,000 pigeons lived in this building because it was vacant for, 60 years.
And wide open, right?
And wide open. Oh, so I never knew that there was a pigeon removal business. Somebody's out there making a life, evicting pigeons from where they don't want to be.
Right.
So apparently, it's a bunch of spools of chicken coop wire, cover the windows, and a couple of fake owls. And that's all you need to know about pigeon removal, proper placing and things like that.
And you have a lot of windows here. Mm-hmm. How much something like that cost?
I think the final estimate was $4,500.
$4,500? That's more than $500 a pigeon.
It is over a dollar a pigeon, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, so, what am I saying? $500 a pigeon?
That would be really, six pigeons. Yeah, right. I'd keep them as pets at that point.
Godzilla pigeons. Yeah, so not Godzilla pigeons. Pigeons.
That would be.
Yeah, right.
But I would like to hear some of your plans are for the future.
Well, in the interest of not trying to overthink it, mm-hmm. we got here a little late this year, and most of the bands, the desired bands, have already been booked. Mm-hmm. Live entertainment is something I really enjoy, mm-hmm. something that people enjoy, and a duality of entertainment is what I like. Mm-hmm. Like, if I have a DJ playing dance music in the inside, and I have a Jimmy Buffett type band outside, or mm-hmm. a rock and roll band outside with salsa music inside, it makes for a tremendous atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And this is what I always say, and it's hysterical. People will come in and they'll be here for the DJ. You know, like, oh, we're here to dance and we don't like the band. And sure enough, a half hour later, they're outside drinking their drink, making sure they don't like the band. And they're like, we're out here to make sure we don't like this band. And then the people will come in their flip-flops and their shorts and their Tommy Bahama wear. And they'll be like, we're not here for no DJ. And an hour later, they'll be inside dancing on a dance floor, making sure that they don't like the DJ.
Right,
it's like,
right.
So it's everybody who comes here, whenever there's mm-hmm. a couple different entertainments, they just circle the building back and forth, and it's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, why go anyplace else? I mean,
Well, the times that we've been here a lot since I realized this place was open, because we were driving by and I'm like, what's that? Wait a minute. Right. There's a different side of there.
Right, exactly.
And then I was on Facebook and I saw some stuff pop up. And a friend of ours is a bartender here. So,
well, that was one of the best moves this guy made.
Oh, hiring Arturo.
Dave hired Arturo Villacorta, the Prince of Peru.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the movie, remember the movie Cocktail with
Tom Cruise? Sure.
Well, that was based on Arturo.
Tom Cruise played Arturo.
So let me tell you.
And then Arturo woke up.
Let me tell you exactly. So Arturo and I worked together when we first opened Kathmandu. Mm-hmm. He was here, and he's the best at what he does. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem saying that. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple other people who I wish would have come back who were also very good at what they do. And when my partner posted a picture of us on Facebook saying that we bought the place, Arturo sent me a message on Facebook saying, do you have any bar shifts left open? And I said, Arturo, you don't need an even interview. Just come in, punch in, and go to work, bud.
Oh, wow.
I said, I said, come in, go behind the bar and do your thing. I said, you know what time you have to be here. You know what you have to do. You know everything. Just show up, buddy. And I thought he was kidding. And I'm glad he wasn't. And, it is a true pleasure to work with him again.
Yeah, we love Arturo. Arturo's great. And he was holding court the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was flipping things.
Yeah. He was napkins.
Making drinks, special drinks for people. Like, he created something for me with bourbon in, because I don't care for gin. So he's like, oh, let me think. I'll do something with bourbon instead.
Yeah.
And he made me something. He's yet to name it, so we'll see what.
It's Christina's.
I called it that. He's like, I don't know. I got to think. All right, whatever. Since we've been here a number of times, I have to say that I love the whole vibe here. Usually, we come, we sit at the bar. It's so relaxed. It's a mixed crowd: young people, older people, every shape and size, and it's just everyone hanging out and having a good time. It's relaxed. Everybody's friendly. And I always say this: a fish stinks from its head, and the opposite is true. So you being the head of this endeavor, it trickles down to everybody. And
right.
I feel that from your bartenders. And we love Arturo, but I mean, we also love Craig.
Oh, Craig is great. Dan is great.
Dan, we've met Ryan.
Ryan, I
particularly took notice of Ryan because he was just so, like, he's picking up garbage and he's cleaning up and he's saying hello and he's greeting people. And it's like, these are wonderful people that you have working for you. It's like, it seems like they have a love of what they do as well. And I say that because you said that to begin with, and I believe that comes from your attitude, and it just mm-hmm. filters down to everyone that
right.
you have working here. So it was a great experience. It is a great experience coming here. We also came here for a Trent Neat Local, and we sat inside. And it was a different experience. It's just as wonderful, but different from sitting at the bar. And we sat down and we had a meal, and it was really nice. And there was another table celebrating graduation. It was just everywhere you go,
oh,
it's
man.
Like different rooms have different feels, but the vibe is always come have a good time.
Yes.
It's relaxed.
Exactly. Mary, the wait when she was waiting on, she rocked that service.
Yes. Oh, nice.
She hit every nail on every head. It was just really good. And then Dan introduces himself. You know, he's telling us, oh, he's from Elvez. I'm like, oh, Elvez in Philadelphia. That's a great place. And what his plans are and like what he wants to do with some of the drinks
and
stuff.
Very exciting.
Yeah. So he starts talking about the beer and he sees the look on my face growing more and more disappointed. And he's like, what's the matter? And I'm like, well, you know, any chance you're going to have some porters and stouts? And I know that people think that that's some reason they think it's a winter beer or a fall beer, but people drink that in the summer too, like me. And he's like, well, we don't really have anything like that now. And then like he goes away and everything's fine. About 10 minutes later, he comes back. He puts right in front of me a can of, it was a chocolate stout.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he put it right, and I'm like, wow, he gets it. There's good customer service, and then there's great customer service, and then there's legendary customer service. And I believe you guys are just right there with the legendary, because it's rare. Believe me, it's rare.
Yeah. Right.
And we really appreciate that, too.
Yes.
Well, that's what, you know, I feel very lucky. Much of my staff, during the interview process, once we took over as, you know, as the new operators, they came to me, and I could just see in their interview process, they would say, I love this building. It's so underutilized. There's so much more we could do with it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so beautiful. And it's easy to hire people when you see the passion that they want, what everybody wants. Right. I want everybody to feel comfortable walking the door and say, hi, Dave, hi, Dan, hi, Ryan, as if you're coming to visit your friend, not going to a restaurant. That's the goal. The goal is to have people dancing, enjoying cocktails, enjoying food, enjoying the atmosphere. And to touch on what you said, nothing makes me happier than when I see a group of people out on the dance floor dancing their hearts out. And then I see a couple sitting by the water holding hands. Mm-hmm. And then I see three guys doing a fantasy football on their phone. And then, you know, five ladies in the corner talking about something different. Like, it's like, it's just so nice that you can cater to so many different people at one time and they can all interact.
I mean,
And I do feel like this is, even though they have a great parking lot and there's plenty of parking, I feel like this is a neighborhood spot.
Sure.
For us it is, because this is our neighborhood.
Yeah.
As I said, we walk here. So like we know everyone's name, you know, and they know us, they see us coming in, they're like, they recognize us, of course. We've been here like four or five times.
For the one guy that said, are you getting the mac and cheese again? I'm like, I'm just walking in. I guess I'm getting the mac and cheese. How dare you?
So that's a wonderful thing. And kudos to you and your staff. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, that's the lesson. So my last question is, I always ask this of all our guests, what is your dream Trenton? Like, because we are in Trenton, and this is a Trenton podcast. It's all promoting the city.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because I have a very simple answer. When you look out on the water and you see our beautiful view, it doesn't take long to see that the failed project for building what I call, I guess it's called the trailhead for the Riverwalk. Years ago when I was here, they came and they completely mowed the lawn and they had excellent landscaping. And I imagine, and I'm speculating, I don't know the answer to all this, this is what I heard, but they hired somebody to build the trailhead for the Riverwalk. And halfway through the project, it failed, and the construction company folded, and they kind of left it sitting there up until now. It's still sitting out there. You can still see the girders in the water and the wall, the failing wall. If it was a good idea 15 years ago, it has to be a great idea now. I would love for somebody to come out here and take a look at that and say, what is it going to take to do this right? Mm-hmm. Because amazingly, the girders, the I-beams that are in the water, look as straight as can be. So, I mean,
there was an egret sitting there. enjoying it.
So it looks like, you know, no matter how bad it is, the next guy has maybe a mini head start on completing the project. Because why not finish that project?
Yes.
If people want to come in here and do the river walk, I mean, it's nice to have the state buildings having a beautiful view, but that's a limited amount of people.
Exactly. And they go home.
Right.
They go home.
For people to come here and at the baseball stadium, so make a day of it. Come to the Trenton waterfront and ride your bike down the Riverwalk or walk down the Riverwalk. Come into Cooper's, have a drink or a beer, or buy a bottle of water for your walk, whatever.
Right.
Whatever we can do to participate in it.
Mm-hmm.
And make this like every other waterfront in every other city.
That's
like,
right.
It is beautiful river view. You got the, right up the road, you have the rocks and the rapids going under the bridge. So, why not relook at that project and finish it?
I like the way you think.
A few months ago, we went to the Cycling Revolution meeting. Didn't they have a whole plan of how they're going to do it?
And I know they had another meeting this past week.
Okay.
About bicycle trails. Yeah. So that's definitely something.
Yeah, I mean, bicycling is so huge right now.
Oh my God, yes.
It's no mystery why every major city has those eco bikes.
Right.
Where you can rent bicycles for the day and things like that. And this would be think about how cool that would be if they fixed the Riverwalk or finished the Riverwalk, made a bike trail, put about 100 or 50 rentable bikes here. And
I know that's in the works to get bikes, rentable bikes.
Yeah.
But knowing from, I know from the park, which is right behind you, you can ride from the park all the way down. I know you can go into Bordentown along the river.
Are you talking about the Thunder Park?
The South Riverwalk Park.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, so starting right here from from right in front of your place, there's a path that can go. I know it goes to Bordentown. Now I don't know what happens past Bordentown, but really you could probably ride all the way to Camden along the river.
I mean, every city I go to, I see them now. I like riding a bike better than I like walking. I can just say that. I'm a big fan of them, and I think it would be a great way to.
I agree.
All right, Dave, wrapping up, one last question. Where can people find Coopers? Where can people see Coopers? Where can they go to experience all things Coopers online?
Well, the website is coopersnj.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. But if you want to find out what we're doing here, the best thing to do is to come to Coopers Riverview at 50 Riverview Plaza or call 609-393-7300.
That was Dave C. And yes, I guess the Z could stand for Coopers at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I like that. Oh,
I'm always branding. I don't know.
Until next week, this has been Trenton Waves.
Sasso out.
Nice.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
You need to
think of
that. Pause, or you're
just
going
to add it.
16.
Go ahead. Copy.
We were just testing it out. We were showing the new host how to use the radio.
Just explain to the new host, because it's 21,000 square feet, we have to use these walkie-talkies to save us from
running
around like crazy people.
I was already doing that, but thank you for reiterating.
Can you explain to the new host that we're doing a podcast?
Yeah, right?
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.